Hi guys, this is Prachi and wishing you all a very happy new year. Yes, so it is usually at this time of year that there is an influx of new year, new me. Blog posts, newsletters, Instagram captions, podcast episodes flying around. But this year, actually, I don't fancy finding a new me. I am happy as I am. I mean, yeah, I have learned so many things in the past few years, like specifically last 2 years, that now it feels like to slow down. Yes. Well, if I talk about my professional life, you know, I have such a different attitude towards work. Growing my stats, growing the number of jobs was the primary aim, which I did actually. Increasing the amount of content I made, and for a while it was exciting. I was thriving, full of motivation. But then, and I don't know what changed other than that I just grew up and started to prioritize what really matters in life. I realize that although I'm so lucky to have a job that I'm so passionate about, life is not about just work, and that my priority over anything else is happiness. Actually, when the negative parts of my job, yeah, honestly speaking, negative parts of my job started to outshine the positive, I knew I had to take a step back, have a bit of reality check, and find a way to be happy in my job. I would rather have smaller numbers, less content, and possibly miss out on few things, but then having a more loyal, positive audience and being happier in myself, I realized is more important. I need to create a work-life balance in my life, and it is all that matters. This year, I just want to continue to take that attitude. I want to be more flexible and spontaneous with my content. Take it less seriously while still being professional, of course. But then I need to remember why I started in the first place and the reasons I love my job so much. I refuse to get caught up in the online bubble as it really is a bubble, you know. So when something kicks off or a flurry of negative comments come my way, I just remind myself of the bubble we live in and how irrelevant it really is in the grand scheme of things. So here's to another year of just being me and setting my own rules. If I talk about my personal life, well, as I said in my last episode, I can't really be bothered for New Year's resolutions this year, if I'm honest. I feel like when you are younger, setting goals like exercise more or learn how to paint or take a new class, I mean, are somewhat achievable and fun to tick off a list. But for me, the things I want to achieve this year too are so big and daunting, I don't want to put that pressure on myself. The list of big things I want to do this year is actually huge. So I would rather just take it a step at a time instead of overwhelming myself with things to achieve. Being a grown-up means always having a list of to-dos and possibly never really feeling satisfied. So I'm not looking too far ahead. Let's just figure out what to do in Jan for now. Life seems to go so fast. So this year I want to always remember to live in the moment, not to think too far ahead. Appreciate what I have. Spend time with the people that matter and 100% be myself at all times. So here's to the new year and the same old me, because why constantly try to change something when instead you can just learn to accept yourself for who you are and just enjoy life, right? Sending you lots of love. Bye.